Principle, an accepted or professional rule of action or conduct. A fundamental, primary, or general law of truth from which others are derived. A doctrine or tenet. A distinctive ruling opinion. Andre Cohen and AM Horizons Training Group would like to welcome you to today's principle. AM
can't hold me back. The only one keeping me down is myself. Ain't nothing to worry about as long as I'm strong and I'm in my good health. I figured it out when I stepped up and got on the right track. Ain't nobody else, it was only myself that was holding me back. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Can nobody alter your life or make a bigger impact than you? Get yourself tuned, strap up your boots. Now you know just what you gotta do. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Time is of the essence, so you better get going. Put your hands on the wheel, it's your life, so you gotta control it. I gotta shake this feeling, man, I really hate this feeling. I'm always thinking that I can't change it up, I'll do anything, yes, I'm willing. Excuses I make, but they get me nowhere, seems like no one cares. I gotta do it myself, stand up tall, no, I can't be scared. Take life by the horns, and set my own destination. Put some air into your dreams, pump it up, and give it some resuscitation. If you ever feel like you can't go on, just lift your head up high and be strong. On your way out, you're bound to make some mistakes, or even get it wrong now. But you gotta get back up, tenacity, right back on your feet. Keep it going and do what you do, hold it steady, don't ever miss a beat. I wear the crown, trying to push me around, you can't keep me down. The only one who can keep me down is myself, because I wear the crown. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Can nobody alter your life or make a bigger impact than you? Get yourself tuned, strap up your boots. Now you know just what you gotta do. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Time is of the essence, so you better get going. Put your hands on the wheel, it's your life, so you gotta control it. Set your eyes on the prize, and you should've get it right. Don't stand in your own way, cause in the end, that might be your plight. The downfall, don't let it be yourself, cause you on a steady rise. Now, follow your destiny, and eventually, you'll reach new heights. Now, if you fall down, just get back up right on your feet. Keep it going, do what you do, hold steady, never skip a beat. Yeah, I wear the crown, you tryna push me around, you can't keep me down. The only one who can keep me down is myself, cause I wear the crown. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Can nobody alter your life or make a bigger impact than you? Get yourself tuned, strap up your boots. Now you know just what you gotta do. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Time is of the essence, so you better get going. Put your hands on the wheel, it's your life, so you gotta control it. Yeah, control your life. Can nobody else bring you down? It's your own life, it's your own destiny. Yeah.
Organizationallift.org. When the student is ready, we are. Join us online or call organizationallift.org or call 651-998-9376. The world is changing, requiring us to think differently, engage in diversity, and seek common goals. Our hurried lives leave us with no real connection to others, and our growing diversity creates many opportunities and challenges. Technology is expanding at an alarming rate. Our interconnected world relies on us to effectively navigate both ethical and moral decisions that affect us all. At organizationallift.org, We seek to use these new technologies not only to educate but create momentum towards common goals. Through our educational processes, we seek to engage individuals and groups in their development as a whole human being and to foster the authentic relationships between people. Nurturing the seeds of change simply means that we provide the space and skill sets that people need to solve their own problems. Our online classes provide 24-hour, 7-days-a-week access to content set at your pace on your schedule. Many of our courses have been pre-approved for continuing education credits. Our engaging content and dynamic instructors bring the course discussions, journals, and dialogue to life, and you time to practically apply these concepts to fit your personal and professional goals. As the world changes, so must we. So when you're ready to make that change, call us. We can help. When the student is ready, we are. OrganizationalLift.org. OrganizationalLift.org.
If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and end the segregation and interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. But whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they're going somewhere because a man can't ride your back unless it's bent. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have it been here in 1963 when the black people of Birmingham, Alabama arose to the conscience of this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Selma, Alabama to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see the community rally around those brothers and sisters who were suffering. I just want to do God's will, and he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've seen the promised land. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze.
Allegory of the Five Monkeys. Once there was a cage containing five monkeys. Inside the cage hung a banana on a string with a set of stairs under it. Before long, one of the monkeys would attempt to climb the stairs towards the banana. As soon as he touches the stairs, all of the monkeys are sprayed with cold water. After a while, another monkey makes an attempt with the same result. All the monkeys are sprayed with cold water. Pretty soon, none of the monkeys will try to climb the stairs. Having learned their lesson, the cold water is put away. One monkey is removed from the cage and replace it with a new one. The new monkey sees the banana and wants to climb the stairs. To his surprise and horror, all of the other monkeys attack him. After another attempt and attack, he knows that if he tries to climb the stairs, he will be assaulted. Next, remove another of the original five monkeys and replace it with a new one. The newcomer goes to the stairs and is attacked. The previous newcomer takes part in the punishment with enthusiasm. Likewise, replace a third original monkey with a new one, then a fourth, then a fifth. Every time the newest monkey takes to the stairs, he is attacked. Most of the monkeys that are beating him have no idea why they were not permitted to climb the stairs, or why they are participating in the beating of the newest monkey. After replacing all of the original monkeys, none of the remaining monkeys have ever been sprayed with cold water. Nevertheless, no monkey ever again approaches the stairs to try for the banana. Why not? Because as far as they know, that's the way it's always been done. Whether monkeys in a cage, crabs in a bucket, or parents giving their paradigm to their children, it is clear that socialization shapes our thoughts, influences our behaviors, and demands our compliance.
It is clear that race is a concept created by the societies that define it. The things that appear to make us different are little more than obstacle illusions. If we're able to look past our geographical tribal cultures and our limited methods of goal achievement, we can realize that our values are not so different, and neither are we.
Bigotry is an emotional state. Often we offer data and statistics to bigots as if those things will change their opinions. Once we recognize that bigotry is a heartfelt emotion, we can bring healing emotions, clear expectations of our boundaries, and this will allow them to grow. Prejudice, contrary to popular belief, is a good thing. Prejudice allows us to discern safe and unsafe situations. The problem is when we use those quick and simple judgments outside of their context and judge new situations without regard for the new complexities offered by the new challenges. The 1964 Civil Rights Act was to usher in the new era free of discrimination. It's clear that we, as a society, still suffer from one form of discrimination or another. Discrimination is the result of a simple equation. Bigotry, an emotional state, plus prejudice as a thought process produces behavior, and those result in discrimination.
Man, how do you do it? I don't know that I would have had the balls to stand up to those guys. I mean, she was really drunk and kinda out of it. Dude, if you're free, we should hang. When my sister was in high school, a guy lied about what they did on their date. It ruined her reputation and self-confidence. I'm glad she found a good guy. Welcome to the fam. I'm glad to know that there are brothers like you out there. I can't believe that delivery guy was all over her. That must work somewhere, but obviously not here. I was about to bust, but you were cool. Race has never meant that much to me, but I had no idea how to say what you said to those guys. Music videos are one thing, but in real life? Anyway, thanks for teaching me how to stand up to grown bullies.
Can't hold me back, the only one keeping me down is myself. Ain't nothing to worry about, as long as I'm strong and I'm in my good health. I figured it out when I stepped up and got on the right track. Ain't nobody else, it was only myself that was holding me back. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Can nobody alter your life or make a bigger impact than you. Get yourself tuned, strap up your boots. Now you know just what you gotta do. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Time is of the essence, so you better get going. Put your hands on the wheel, it's your life, so you gotta control it. I gotta shake this feeling. Man, I really hate this feeling. I'm always thinking that I can't change it up. I'll do anything, yes, I'm willing. Excuses I make, but they get me nowhere. Seems like no one cares. I gotta do it myself, stand up tall. No, I can't be scared. Take life by the horns and set my own destination. Put some air into your dreams, pump it up and give it some resuscitation. If you ever feel like you can't go on, just lift your head up high and be strong. On your way out, you're bound to make some mistakes or even get it wrong. Now, but you gotta get back up. Tenacity, right back on your feet. Keep it going and do what you do. Hold it steady, don't ever miss a beat. I wear the crown,
Trying to push me around, you can't keep me down. The only one who can keep me down is myself, because I wear the crown. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall, pick yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Can't nobody alter your life or make a bigger impact than you. Get yourself tuned, strap up your boots. Now you know just what you gotta do. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall, for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Time is of the essence, so you better get going. Put your hands on the wheel, it's your life, so you gotta control it. Set your eyes on the prize, and you should get it right. Don't stand in your own way, cause in the end, that might be your plight. The downfall, don't let it be yourself, cause you on a steady rise. Now, follow your destiny, and eventually, you'll reach new heights. Now, if you fall down, just get back up right on your feet. Keep it going, do what you do, hold steady, never skip a beat. Yeah, I wear the crown. You tryna push me around, you can't keep me down. The only one who can keep me down is myself, cause I wear the crown. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Can nobody alter your life or make a bigger impact than you. Get yourself tuned, strap up your boots. Now you know just what you gotta do. Anything you wanna do, just put your mind to it and just move forward. Stop feeling like you backed up to the wall for yourself. Don't nobody got you cornered. Time is of the essence, so you better get going. Put your hands on the wheel, it's your life, so you gotta control it. Yeah, control your life. Can nobody else bring you down? It's your own life, it's your own destiny. Yeah.
Heal somebody.
Take one. Free-range chickens often cost 2 times more than conventional industrial-raised poultry. Free-range chickens have the ability to move around freely, have access to sunlight, are free of antibiotic drugs and hormones. It is commonly thought they produce better eggs, and they tend to be raised in happier environments by all human standards. Markets are able to sell the chickens at this higher rate because people believe in the value of this animal-friendly and humane process of cultivation. Industrial cages chickens are mass-produced, live in cramped, confining cages. Most of their time is spent in pens where dirt and filth are normal. To battle disease in these conditions, drugs and antibiotics are common. Due to their close proximity to other chickens, they're more prone to stress. Hormones given to these birds often produce young that mature quickly. Their behavior has to be monitored so that the birds do not cannibalize themselves. On the animal farm, it is important to remember the fates of these 2 chickens. Whether free or caged, it is their destiny to be served at the farmer's discretion. Race and the systems of racism do their best to segregate and dissect our humanity. We must remember both ourselves and those around the globe that our humanity is best expressed in 2 ways. 1, when we are in the service of others. And 2, when we are in an authentic relationship with them. Take 2. Free-range chickens often cost 2 times more than conventional industrial-raised poultry. Free-range chickens have the ability to move around freely, have access to sunlight, are free of antibiotic drugs and hormones. It is commonly thought they produce better eggs, and they tend to be raised in happier environments by all human standards. Markets are able to sell the chickens at this higher rate because people believe in the value of this animal-friendly and humane process of cultivation. Industrial cages chickens are mass-produced, live in cramped, confining cages. Most of their time is spent in pens where dirt and filth are normal. To battle disease in these conditions, drugs and antibiotics are common. Due to their close proximity to other chickens, they're more prone to stress. Hormones given to these birds often produce young that mature quickly. Their behavior has to be monitored so that the birds do not cannibalize themselves. On the farm, it is important to remember the fates of these two chickens. Whether free or caged, it is their destiny to be served at the farmer's discretion. Race and the systems of racism do their best to segregate and dissect our humanity. We must remember both ourselves and those around the globe that our humanity is best expressed in two ways. One, when we are in the service of others, and two, when we are in authentic relationship with them.
If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960, when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961, when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel one by one. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962, when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, cause a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. And injustice's ride was through. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963, when the black people of Birmingham, Alabama aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill, losing everyone and making them free. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had, knowing the future my dream won't fall on a deaf ear. If I had sneezed, I would have been down in Selma, Alabama, to see the great movement there, where no matter what segregation said, we would make it, justice our affair. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. This is my song from Martin Luther King. Yeah, I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze.
Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He has allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
The system is cause and effect. Now no matter who you are, we all want the respect. I thought the police supposed to serve and protect, but their policies in disarray and they need to be checked. I can't breathe, somebody give me some air. I'm suffocating over here, does anybody care? Not all life matters, so mine should be spared. Now join hands together, don't sit around and just stare. I know what you think, the system is rigged. Don't know where to start because the problem's too big. Now this battle right here is everyone's fight. Stand up for what you believe inside, you know is right. Giving the police them weapons just to harm us. I don't deserve to die, they all surround us. No longer a police, they just ready for a combat. Just more life to lose unless we vow to stop them. I can't breathe. Change the policy and change police. I can't breathe. The government needs to come to peace. I can't breathe. Somebody let the fresh air in and fix the government up, let the healing begin. I can't breathe. Change the policy and change police. I can't breathe. The government needs to come to peace. The system got us down begging for their life. At the end of this tunnel, it's bound to be some light. My back against the wall, I'm scared to leave my house. At the will of someone else, I'm getting treated like a lab mouse. Don't want us to learn, children undereducated. Must be a conspiracy, all premeditated. Taxes left and right, is this some kind of joke? Use it to build a better school and make some brighter folks. because the future, it depends on the youth. Now we need to get this generation the best, and that's the truth. A brighter future with a promising career, but I can't even get the tools. I need to finish up the school year. Now I think I made my point very clear. You can't oppress us anymore, I guarantee the end is near. I need a breath of fresh air with all the rest. Let's stand up for what we need, don't need a S on my chest. They can't stop us, no matter how hard they try. We never fall, we continue to rise. I can't breathe. Change the policy and change police. I can't breathe. The government needs to come to peace. I can't breathe. Somebody let the fresh air in and fix the government up. Let the healing begin. I can't breathe. Change the policy and change police. I can't breathe. The government needs to come to peace. They got us all down begging for their life. Now at the end of this tunnel is bound to be some light. Yeah, we gotta fight for what's right. For our freedom, we need to all be free. It's our duty to win. We gotta love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Men don't often recognize the networks that they belong to that offer support for their personal or professional advancement. Poker games, fraternal organizations, golf, and even religious organizations create networks for men to share ideas and talents. These networks, most of which are not intentionally designed to exclude women, do exactly that. As many friends of diversity and inclusion efforts awaken to the impact of oppressive systems, the advantages they are given or born with, many people feel personal pain, fear that now they have to pay retribution, or that they will be asked to give up something in order to balance the scales. We will ask you to do no such thing. It is in our design that you love yourself, embrace all of your scars, blemishes, and beauty in an effort to understand the shortcomings and excellence of another. Our processes will empower you to nurture the dignity, honor, and respect that is due to us all. So let the journey begin. Here is Andre.
The principal, Andre Cohen, and the team at AM Horizons Training Group would like to thank you for joining today's principal. Remember to live, learn, and lead, because we're looking forward to seeing who you become. And we're out of here.